This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, sponsored by my friends at Brandon Legal Group. They are proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. The Todd Wright Tour's 15th event, Todd Wright Tour XV, will be at Wentworth Golf Club on July 28th. Brandon Legal Group had the first foursome in that event. They sponsored golf ball giveaways at the Todd Wright Tour Championship a couple months back at Buckhorn, not far from the offices of Brandon Legal Group. You do not need to live in Brandon to ask for the services of Brandon Legal Group. You do not need to work in Brandon to ask for the services of Brandon Legal Group. They are a full-service law firm serving the greater Tampa Bay area. Look, I know having legal questions is something none of us want to do, but it's nice to know where you can make a first phone call when that situation arises. And it's someone friendly, someone educated, and someone who will give you a straight answer. When that happens, you can call for a free consult at 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. I'm going to be meeting with Colin and Sean and a number of the Brandon Legal Group guys here in the next couple of weeks as we talk about some more things maybe we can do for Todd Wright Tour XV in terms of the golf tournament. The golf tournament is available for public sale. It will sell out. We're getting close already. If you want to sign up for the golf tournament, and while you're at the golf tournament, you'll meet the guys from Brandon Legal Group. They're playing in the events right there with you. Sign up for the golf tournament at joebucksfan.com/golf. Brandon Legal Group's phone number. Just remember it for when you're in the situation where you have a legal question or need. 844-4-BLG-4ME. 844-4-BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group, proud supporter of the Todd Wright Tour. I asked for some email last week about those of you that have or currently play in two quarterback fantasy leagues, as I am considering putting to a vote of my owners going to a two quarterback league in the 10-team league that I currently commission. I want to thank Tony in the Tampa Bay area for emailing what his experience has been with the two quarterback league, and I will go over that more next week. I want to get some more feedback on this before I talk more about it in the podcast. I have some other things I want to do in this podcast. So, Tony, thank you. Tony and I have already corresponded via email, as I do with pretty much anyone who emails me football questions at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. In addition to Tony's email, which I'll talk about on the next podcast, Paul sent me an email. Thank you, Paul, who I've also written back by now. And he just said, in his league, you get to pick your draft position. Now, I don't know if Paul just gets to pick it because he won the league or what have you. I also do a pick your draft position. We do it either by a blind draw. And for example, if you draw number one, you don't necessarily have to pick first. You can pick your slot. And then we go in order and you pick from the remaining slots where you want to be in a zipper or snake draft. So Paul writes, he gets to pick his draft position this year, 12-team PPR. He says, I think I can get a top-tier pick at number five. My thought being the less distance between first and second pick, the better. So that's what I'm targeting as of now. And he just asked for my thoughts. We've spent time ever since David Johnson talked about going 1,000-1,000 rushing and receiving this year, as he did before last year when he had the unfortunate injury that cost him the entire season, basically. And just sort of where David Johnson appears to be projected as of right now, before we ever get to training camps, before somebody gets hurt, before we know the Le'Veon Bell situation, etc. And I agree with Paul that right now there appears to be, I'm not going to say distinct, but an obvious cutoff after the first five. I'm not saying it's a drop-off, but they're just, the first five appear to be, in no particular order, Gurley, Bell, Antonio Brown, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott. Now, you will have those people that have concerns about David. If you drafted David Johnson last year with the first overall pick, you're not drafting him again. You're just not. You don't want something to happen 2 years in a row. I get that. Is it fair to David Johnson? No, but he doesn't care about your league. Nice guy, but he doesn't care. But I get it, right? None of us want to make the same mistake twice on anything. Ezekiel Elliott, you might look at Elliott and say, well, Cowboys don't have anybody to throw the ball to. So teams are going to put eight in the box or just concentrate on stopping Elliott. That offensive line might not be as good as it used to be, although Zach Martin is being paid very well. So I don't want Ezekiel Elliott. Sure, you can nitpick on little things. On Fantasy Football Calculator just yesterday, I saw Le'Veon Bell going seventh in a standard, I think it was a 12-team draft. Seven. Someone's scared away by Le'Veon Bell and the latest back and forth between him and the Steelers organization on a contract. So you can nitpick however you want. The thing I brought up to Paul was, and I think his theory is right, I mean, if he sits at five, he's going to get his choice of one of those five guys. The math just says it. Honestly, if he goes to six, I think there's a better than 50-50 chance he'll still get one of those five guys. Because someone is going to, I'm not going to say reach, but you may have the Homer Giant fans going to want Saquon Barkley or Odell Beckham and might jump early since that's their only pick, the Homer Giants fan, the first round to grab him. You may have someone who's just like, I got to have Alvin Kamara, and takes Alvin Kamara instead of David Johnson or instead of Ezekiel Elliott. So that knocks a player down a peg. The one thing that I talked to Paul about was if you're comfortable selecting Antonio Brown, look, I'd love to have him on my team too. I don't think I've owned a lot of Antonio Brown. I tried to trade for him a couple of times last year, and I might do it again this year because drafting Antonio Brown puts you in a very difficult spot with running backs, depending on the structure of your league. But most basic leagues, let's say you take Antonio Brown with the third or fourth or fifth pick. Okay. I'm not questioning the pick, but here's the problem. Let's say, like Paul, you're in a 12-team league, and you take Antonio Brown at five, all right? So you have a clear wide receiver one and a guy that about as consistently as anybody puts up 100-yard games and touchdowns almost on an every-week basis. The problem is by the time things wrap around to you at 20, 13 or 14 running backs could be gone. So now you're picking literally from the middle of the pack RB1. You're not even really sure that guy is worthy of an RB1. It's almost a desperate running back pick. I don't even know if the value is there. On Fantasy Football Calculator, in that scenario, the choice was Christian McCaffrey or Joe Mixon at that point. I don't know. Do you want those guys? I mean, McCaffrey in a PPR league, yeah, I guess you can make the case for it. But you're not going to get those short yardage rushing touchdowns as you might get from a number of other running backs. So I talked to Paul about this. I agree with sort of top five-ish. I think you can slide to six. And even if those five guys all go, if you take Kamara there, I think you're doing fine. Some would take Hunt there. I wouldn't. I would lean towards Kamara in that spot over Hunt. A lot because who's focusing on Kamara with Drew Brees at quarterback? Who does Kansas City have at quarterback? How many completions does he have in the NFL? That's my point. So, Paul, thank you for the email. It led me to do some research, and just I'm cautioning those of you owners who draft Antonio Brown in the early. You're not going to like your RB1, so that's kind of the choice you need to make there. Do you want Antonio? Is Antonio Brown worth owning at the expense of not having maybe a true RB1 all year? So thanks to Paul for the email. Again, the email address is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Again, I'll address Tony, and I want more feedback from those of you who play in two quarterback leagues so I can talk about this more next week. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. I want to spend the last part of this podcast talking about the closing of the original and basically the entire chain of the Leroy Selman's restaurant chains in the greater Tampa Bay area and down through Southwest Florida. The last Leroy Selman's to be open will be in Fort Myers. I'm very familiar with it, on Daniels Parkway. But the original is closing as I cut this podcast for you on Saturday morning. The original Leroy Selman's last night of business is a week from tonight. The doors officially close on Sunday, June 24th. They'll be open for lunch until roughly 3 p.m. And either that day or the previous day, back in the private dining area, they're going to have some auctions on some of the memorabilia that's been in the original Leroy Selman's restaurant, and all the money does go to charity. For those, some of you might be living in the Tampa Bay area saying, whoa, what do you mean Leroy Selman's is closing? I know they flipped some to Glory Days, but really the original is closing? Yes. Those of us who've been regular customers for years, like myself and my friends, have known this was coming for quite a while. The message to the patrons read like this: on behalf of the entire Selman family, I would like to take this opportunity to thank the Tampa Bay community for all the amazing love and support they have shown the Leroy Selman's restaurant over the past 17 years. The restaurants were indeed a dream that Leroy was able to see come to fruition and enjoy for many years before his death. We are so very grateful for the partnership we've shared with MVP, which is the company that owns and operates Leroy Selman's, MVP Holdings, and for each and every person who has ever been employed by Selman's and had a hand in its success. As a family, we have been proud of all our locations, but especially fond of the inaugural Boy Scout Boulevard location being the first. It has always been extremely dear to us. Obviously, without Leroy's presence, it has been very challenging to continue. However, Leroy's spirit will live on this great city, in this great city forever. That's from Mrs. Claiber Selman and family. So for those of you that enjoyed going to the restaurant, the original location, again, 4302 Boy Scout Boulevard. It's right across from International Mall at the intersection of Boy Scout and Lois. They'll be open for another week, again, for nightly business until midnight through Saturday, June 23rd, and then for lunch one last time on Sunday, June 24th until 3 p.m. Also, if you go that last weekend, especially that last Sunday, there'll be a silent auction in the private dining room if you want to take a look at that. And all the money goes to a mentor foundation with Leroy's name on it, involved, I believe, with USF, where, of course, he was the athletic director and helped get football launched for the University of South Florida. I have known dozens of people who have worked in ownership, management, and servers and bar staff at this restaurant over the span of the 17 years. I am a neighbor of this restaurant. I am a regular there. I have watched the last six Super Bowls there. I have held my fantasy football drafts there. I have watched my fantasy teams win and lose on the many TVs in the lounge area. I have taken many friends, girlfriends, golf tournament clients, friends from out of town. Drew Sharp, who passed away way too early, one of the most talented newspaper writers I ever met. Drew Sharp from the Detroit Free Press, after a Lions game a handful of years ago, I believe it was a season opener, just texted me and said, "I got a late flight. I'd like to get a drink and catch up with you. Where can we go?" And I said, "We're going to Leroy Selman's. It's right near the airport." And Drew met me. It was actually the last time I ever saw Drew in person. And Drew ordered a dirty martini. And I still remember him saying to the young lady who was bartending, a beautiful former swashbuckler, when she asked, "How dirty do you want it?" And Drew said, "Dirty enough where you can't tell your parents about it." I've had a lot of moments, just fun moments, social moments like that in Leroy Selman's over the years. the various managers such as Scott Paul and Andrew Martinez and Drew, who's actually back for the last couple of weeks, Eric Ruger, Sean Wetherington, who plays in my fantasy football league, was the managing partner for many years. He plays in my fantasy football league. That's my connection to this restaurant. And the ladies who have put up with me for so many years, over the years, some beautiful ladies, very tolerant. I hope, ladies, for 95% of the time, I've been a good customer. I've been kind. I've tipped enough. I've smiled enough. I've not yelled at you. I've not been someone you've badmouthed or you say, oh, there's Todd coming in the door again. So if you haven't been and you want to go one last time, you've got a week. All right. They're open for business daily and nightly through Saturday, June 23rd at 4302 Boy Scout Boulevard at the intersection of Boy Scout and Lois, right across from International Mall. Then they'll be open for lunch one last time, Sunday, June 24th until roughly 3 p.m. Don't be a dick and go in there at 2:55. Don't do that to any restaurant. 5 minutes before closing and order something. For 17 years of good memory and running into Leroy, let me speak. Leroy Selman, as much as Tom McEwen, as far as I know, and with all due credit to Hugh Culverhouse, when I think of why sports in my home area of Tampa Bay are where they are, with all due respect to Phil Esposito and later Vincent Namoli, yes, Mr. Namoli, I give you a lot of credit. I do. I know you feel you don't get enough. You get it from me. And Mr. Culverhouse, if it wasn't for Tom McEwen and Leroy Selman, I don't know that sports in Tampa Bay is where it's at today. These were two very special men. Who had a hell of an impact on multiple entities and were well respected locally and beyond, Leroy Selman and Tom McEwen. So I would run in, and I would just say, you know, there's probably a lot of athletes out there, not all, a lot of athletes out there who lend their name to a restaurant and they're never in there. I would regularly see Leroy Selman in his restaurant. He would bring in groups. He would entertain. He was as, you know what Leroy Selman was, if you never met him, if you've only heard stories? He was everything Tony Dungy was, but as a player, you know, and I know Tony played, but he didn't play at the level Leroy did. Now, for all of you that know and respect Tony Dungy, Leroy kind of led his life much the same way, easygoing. One of my favorite stories about Leroy and his demeanor was there was literally a bloodbath of a game at Soldier Field back in the Doug Williams, Leroy Selman era of the Bucks, where they were having some success, and either Fensick or Plank laid out either my golf buddy Kevin House or Gordon Jones or Ike Higgins or Jimmy Giles or something. And Doug Williams was livid. It was the most mad I've ever seen Doug Williams in my life. And as the story goes on the sideline after that play, which would now be maybe a 4-game suspension and a huge fine, because that's the way Fensick and Plank played at that safety position for the Bears. Doug went over to like the defensive guys and was yelling at Leroy Selman, said, "You've got to do that to one of them. We've got to do that to them. We can't take this." And Leroy just basically looked at Doug and said, "That's not how I play." That's Leroy Selman. Always there for a handshake, always there for a photo. So for Mr. Selman and for everybody that's been involved with that restaurant over 17 years, thank you so much. And perhaps some of you in the Tampa Bay area weren't aware that the restaurant is closing, and maybe you'll go in as a result of listening to this podcast. Thursday night, which will be, let's see, 23rd, 22nd, Thursday night, the 21st, I will be in there with a bunch of my fantasy football owners and friends. It's kind of going to be our last big night in there. So if you do happen to go in Thursday night, 8:30-ish, 9 p.m., later than that, around that time, look for me. Just ask for him. You say, hey, is Todd Wright in here? I'd love to say hi to you if you listen to the podcast. Maybe buy you a drink. If 100 of you show up, I can't buy 100 drinks. The podcast doesn't pay that well. But I'll be in there on Thursday night with a bunch of my fantasy owners. And just the place has meant a lot to me. There are even some people who've been asking, what's Todd going to do without Leroy Selman's restaurant since it's walking distance from my home? I'll be fine. And I hope everybody who's been involved with the restaurant, currently involved, will be fine also. Change is part of life. And they're going to there's going to be a new Outback built on that site going forward that I'll probably frequent as well for as long as I own my condo in the neighborhood. But my thanks to Leroy Selman's for being basically my community room, my bar, my restaurant for the better part of the last decade. You know, they opened that restaurant when there was not much in the International Plaza area. And now they are surrounded by dozens and dozens of drinking and dining options. When Leroy Selman's first opened, they weren't even open for lunch. But the area has grown so much. And again, the restaurant closes its doors on Sunday, June 24th. So I wanted to make sure that I talked about it to all of you. And also, it's a little part of the Leroy Selman legacy, unfortunately, that's going away. In the message to the patrons, they talked about his death and how untimely and how unfortunate it was. That's my tribute to Leroy Selman and my thanks to him, Scott Paul, Andrew Martinez, Eric Ruger, Sean Weatherington, who's in my fantasy football league, and all the beautiful ladies. I don't want to name one, because then I'll leave somebody out who have waited on me over the years. And even an occasional male named Q who worked the bar who waited on me as well. There was occasionally a guy who would wait on me, and he was nice to me too. I prefer being waited on by ladies at sports bars. That's just the way I am. But Q, you were good to me also. Thank you, Mr. Selman. Thank you, Leroy Selman's restaurant, for 17 years of giving a lot of people a place to get mama's meatloaf or sweet heat fried chicken, wings, corn casserole. My friend Heath Klein, a big fan of that. The sports lounge, putting on the games that I want to watch. You damn Auburn fans with your watch parties really pissed me off, but I know you filled the bar, and now you got to find a new place to go to. Thank you, Mr. Selman. Thank you to the Selman family. Thank you to the Leroy Selman's family. A reminder, Brandon Legal Group sponsors this fantasy football podcast. When you have a legal need, when you have a legal question, I encourage you to call them. They are good people who I work with on my golf tournaments. They play in the golf tournaments. They provide prizes for the golf tournaments. I play in other golf tournaments with them, other charity events in the greater Brandon area. And I'm happy to have them on board with my podcast as well as Todd Wright Tour Golf Events. 844-4BLG-4ME. 844-4BLG-4ME. Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm, and they serve the greater Tampa Bay area. Do not think you are geographically restricted from calling Brandon Legal Group if your legal issue did not happen in Brandon, in your home, at work, on the roads, doesn't matter. Remember the number for when you have a legal need and schedule a free consult. 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group, proud supporters of the Todd Wright Tour. Todd Wright Tour XV, my 15th golf tournament at Wentworth, July 28th, is selling rapidly. Log on to joebucksfan.com/golf to register as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome. Register as soon as possible. I am much closer to a sellout 6 weeks in advance, 5 weeks, 6 weeks in advance than I ever thought. So if you want to play, jump in there now and grab your tee time. All right, joebucksfan.com/golf. Thank you very much for listening to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks to Leroy Selmans.